I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Former Hartford Mayor Eddie Perez pleaded guilty this week to charges he accepted a bribe from one contractor and tried to extort another. The pleas end a decade-long saga that forced him from office in 2010. Appearing in a largely empty courtroom with only his lawyer at his side, the once powerful Perez twice told the judge he was guilty of the charges he spent years fighting. But while the original conviction came with a 3-year sentence, his guilty pleas for 2 felonies came with no prison time at all. Perez was given an 8-year suspended sentence with a conditional discharge, which amounts to unsupervised probation. The state attorney general also said in a statement that the office will seek to, quote, revoke or reduce his pension. The former mayor confessed his guilt to the same judge who tried him back in 2010, but whose decision to combine the 2 cases against the mayor eventually led the state Supreme Court to overturn those verdicts and order 2 new trials. Explaining his decision to enter into an agreement with Perez, prosecutor Michael Gaylor told the court the move avoids a costly retrial, spares the city another weeks-long spectacle, and makes sense because so much time has passed and Perez has not reoffended. And there was one other factor. Quote, Mr. Perez is willing to stand up here and accept responsibility. Perez barely spoke in court and wouldn't speak to the press. He ignored a question about whether he planned to re-enter politics, but his attorney, Hubert Santos, said the mayor was ready to move on with his life. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.